the biomimetic dentist that is changing lives, preventing future dental problems, telling you how not to spend more money on your mouth in the future, defying dentists who only want to drill, fill, and bill. Your dental consumer advocate is Dr. Randy Shoup. This is the Dr. Shoup Show. Learn more about the doc and his mission at ddsradio.com. Now, here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
Well, hello, everybody. It is great to have you here. Thank you very, very much. You know, this is where you come to become smarter, better educated, more informed, certainly the brightest bulb in the entire chandelier. This is where you come because I'm going to give you the information that you need to successfully navigate your world. And so everything about health, dental, medical, nutrition, well-being, it all comes in one tidy little package right here. You know how it works. We start with Dental School 101. You know, we're going to be talking about, and I've had this happen just this past week, a patient comes in and wants to have the old mercury-containing fillings removed from their teeth. There is a protocol for doing that because you run the risk of actually getting more mercury in your system if they don't do that correctly than you would have if you'd have just left them alone. I'll tell you what you need to know about how to do that the right way. And in Ask the Expert, I have a lot of fun doing these because I have four totally separate research articles. They have nothing in common. They were all written by different people, different areas of the world, on different subjects, but there is an absolute common thread that ties them all together. And this is why you come visit Uncle Randy, because he knows how to make these connections, and they'll all make sense to you when I tell you about this connection on your health. And you get to meet Suzanne. Suzanne is really unique because she has utilized, I believe, almost every service that we up at the dental office have to offer. And so she's going to tell you how she walked her way through of almost everything that we can do for her up there. It's a really fun story. You're going to enjoy it. But first, what I want you to do is think about all of the time and trouble and effort everybody puts into the whole concept of weight control and obesity. I'm going to give you absolutely, positively, the simplest, absolute, rock-solid way to fix all of the obesity problems in one fell swoop. Doesn't cost you a nickel. I'm going to tell you all about it right now.
Time to go under the microscope.
I hear that you hear what I'm saying, but do you truly hear what I'm saying?
Well, I am not about to downplay the complexity of all of the problems having to do with obesity in the world, in the United States, in Indiana. Certainly, it is a multifactorial problem. And I don't want to minimize the massive amounts, the fortunes that are spent and subsequently made by promoting the health and weight loss industry. Think of all of the trial balloons that are thrown out there for everybody trying anything. Talk about the diets, talk about the exercise programs, talk about the plans, talk about the meal plans. All of these fads that come and go have various levels of success, but I'm going to tell you about a program that was tracked from 2009 through 2012. It was tracked through 1,200 facilities, and each of these facilities had in excess of 3,000 participants. So you had 3,000 times 1,200. Those are how many people were in this participation. And they figured out how to and tracked the success rate of this plan. And this plan was as successful as any other weight controlling, weight reduction diet plan they had ever found. And it is absolutely incredibly simple because this plan costs you absolutely nothing. Listen to this. Researchers calculated the effect of this program going nationwide, and the program was piloted in 1,200 New York City schools between the years of 2009 and 2013. Here's what they did. Placing a water dispenser in the school cafeteria led kids to drink 3 times more water at lunch than they had previously consumed, which was linked to a small but significant decline in their risk of being overweight 1 year later. The nutrition profile doesn't change much when people increase their plain water intake, but we do see a significant drop in their saturated fat and their sugar intake. This is really, really important. I need for you to remember this because we're going to talk about it here in just a second. What they found was that the saturated fat and the sugar intake substantially dropped when they added more water. This is from the Community Health Department of the University of Illinois, and it was released by the University of Illinois November 7th, 2017. So here's what they say. When you have water readily available, kids will drink water. Now, what happens to you when you drink water, when you drink a whole glass of water? You get full. You feel sated, all right? You feel satisfied. And that's why I want to bring you back to when these kids drank lots of water, they had less saturated fat and less sugar intake. You and I have talked about it before. Carbonated beverages or sports drinks or energy drinks or diet drinks of any sort all do weird tricks on your body, and they do not give you a feeling of having your thirst quenched. They do not give you a feeling of being what's called sated, being satisfied, of being full. And when you aren't satisfied, when you aren't full, your body is taking in these false or fake substances, and your body goes, whoa, 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 where's my nutrition? Where's my energy? Where's all the stuff that I'm supposed to be feeling when you're drinking all this stuff? I don't have it. So I'm going to crave fat, because fat is a great energy source. I'm going to crave sugar. Sugar is a quick energy source. And so your body drives you to consume more of the bad stuff because you're faking your body out. If you simply give your body water, your body knows what to do with that. It understands it. It takes it in and it quenches your thirst and it gives you hydration and it does a bunch of good things. It doesn't trick your body and play a game on it where your body starts to look for other things. And so the simplest, easiest, most productive thing, if you yourself would simply substitute water for anything else that you drink. If you drink iced tea, just drink water. If you drink coffee, just drink water. If you want a Coca-Cola, just drink water. And for children, if they are small, you can certainly keep them drinking milk. But if you were going to hand them a juicy juice, hand them water. If you were going to give them a glass of orange juice, give them water. Pop, give them water. Fruit drink, give them water. Right out of the tap, regular old water, and you will find that your weight will decrease in a year if you do this by itself. That's the only thing you do, by probably about statistically 15%. And if you do this to kids, kids will want to eat less. They'll be happier and fuller quicker, and their weight will stay under control simply by this one thing. It is proven to be the single most effective weight loss, weight control program that there possibly could be, and it's simply drinking water. There you have it. Now, up next, you know, we're going to have a discussion about how to, if you really want to, get those mercury silver fillings out of your teeth, how to do it the right way, because if you don't, you're going to wind up with actually more mercury in your system than if you would have simply left them alone. I'm going to tell you all about it right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at DTSradio.com. The doc just loves educating you. He'll be here every week, providing the absolute latest whole body health and dental consumer trends.
Okay, people, pay attention because I do not want to have to fail you.
Stay tuned, stay educated, and keep your current dentist accountable to the approach and technology they should be applying, like microscopic dentistry by Shoup that he practices day in and day out. This is the Dr. Shoup Show. We're online at ddsradio.com. Now, here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
Well, it is absolutely a treat, a thrill, an honor that you decide to spend time with me. Thank you very, very much. And we're going to talk about a subject that I get asked about on a regular basis. And we've had a couple of folks come into the office fairly recently who have decided they wanted, for a variety of reasons, to have all of the old mercury silver fillings removed from their teeth. What we want to talk about today is that it is not as easy a proposition as you might think, because when you take old mercury silver fillings out of a tooth, you stand an incredibly high chance of markedly, dramatically increasing the amount of mercury contamination that winds up in the body of this human being that you're trying to actually remove the mercury silver fillings from. So it is counterproductive. People would be better off leaving them alone than you are taking them out the wrong way. So I'm going to describe to you the protocol that is used, should be used, if you are going to think about having your mercury silver fillings removed. And so go to the website at ddsradio.com. This is going to be a multi-step thing. Unless you've got your pencil and paper handy, don't worry about it. Just go back to the website and you can rehash all of these, write down the numbers, write down the information. No problem. Okay. Number one, absolutely, positively, number one, this is indispensable. There is no negotiation. There is no bargaining at all. You have to use a rubber dam on your teeth. You have to put that rubber sheet over top of your teeth. If you can't do that, then leave those mercury silver fillings the heck alone, because you are going to cause more trouble. Now, if you say, well, doc, I feel claustrophobic. I think I'm going to pass out. I think I'm going to die if the rubber dam's on there. I know I'm going to choke to death. It feels like I'm being submerged underwater. I can't do it. I just can't do it. Okay, fine. Then we'll give you some pills and knock your butt out, because then we can put the rubber dam on there and you won't care. So one way or the other, whatever it takes, but don't give me that stuff. Don't let anybody talk you into, oh, well, you know, well, we'll be in there. We'll be real careful. No way. The rubber dam is an absolute non-negotiable must do if you do this procedure. So if you can't tolerate one of those things, that's fine. We'll just conk you out with some sedation medication and then we'll do it the right way. Don't compromise this, because you will get a massively larger slug of mercury in your system than you would have ever bargained for. Number two is that we absolutely put an oxygen mask on our patients and we cover their eyes. We are particularly careful about how we do this, and we're very, very dainty and delicate about how we do it, but nonetheless, stuff with water vapor and water droplets, and they're called aerosols, go flying around a little bit. You don't need to breathe them. I sure don't want to breathe them. Lisa sure doesn't want to breathe them. So we wear masks. We put an oxygen mask on you. We cover your eyes so that you are protected. So that's number two. Number one, absolutely rubber dam. Number two, oxygen mask and eye covering. And so if your dentist has nitrous in the office, they can put the little rubber mask on there. Don't need nitrous, just turn on oxygen. You'll breathe oxygen just fine, and that's what you need. But you want to try to separate you from the atmosphere, the air immediately around your mouth, because it will, no matter how delicate you are, it will have little tiny mercury droplets in it, and you don't need to breathe that stuff in. Number three, indispensable, and this is an easy one. Every dental office on the planet should have this, and that's one of those great big high-volume sucker machines, high-volume suction, high-volume evacuation. It's the big round tube that's about the size of your ring finger, and your dental assistant holds it in there, and we have a really, really sophisticated system that when we suck all that stuff up, it goes through what we call an amalgam separator, which is a fancy little gadget that sits back there, and it keeps all of that mercury stuff that we suck up out of the stream that goes back into the sewer system. And so every dental office, it's coming down the pike to be mandated, but every dental office, and you should ask your dentist, do you have a mercury separator in your office? Because you need to be environmentally prudent when you do these things, because you don't need to be pumping all that mercury into the atmosphere. Now, here's where it really starts to get tricky, and here's where things really need to happen. Number one, you do not want the dentist to just go in there and grind those fillings out. Just put a great big diamond on the little drill and just grind them all out. No. You generate so much dust when you do that, that you volatilize, what they call volatilize. You spew out into the air massive amounts of mercury vapor. You don't want that. So what you have to do is you take a very, very teeny tiny skinny little cutting instrument, and you go around the perimeter of the filling, not in the filling so much as you are actually in the tooth. The tooth surface has a lot of contamination that you want to get rid of anyway. So you go around the perimeter, and then you can reach an instrument down in the groove that you have made. You flex the filling a little bit, and voila, it pops out as a gigantic chunk. You haven't ground it down. You have left all of the mercury entombed in the mercury filling material, and so it never turns into an aerosol or a gas or volatilized in any way, shape, or form. So if your dentist is thinking about just grinding those restorations out, you don't want it. Now, what's important when you do this? You got to be able to see. How do you see that particularly around a restoration? Real simple. You use a microscope, and that's what we always do. We always go in and use a microscope, and we go right around the perimeter of the filling, not grinding the filling away, and we simply flex it, and it pops out. If you're not using a microscope, if you're not using ultra-high magnification, then you are going to, the dentist is going to, grind on this old mercury-silver filling, releasing a lot of the gas, so you don't want to do that. You then go back in, and once the old mercury silver filling has popped out, you clean the tooth up real thoroughly, and then you bring out that little teeny tiny miniature sandblaster that I have told you about on numerous occasions called air abrasion, and you go in there and you clean the tooth thoroughly. This makes your tooth absolutely pristinely clean. There's no remnants of the old mercury silver filling in your tooth whatsoever. The tooth looks absolutely gorgeous, and you're looking at this and doing this under really high magnification. We then, now that the mercury silver filling is gone, now that your tooth is pristinely clean, now we use our ozone systems to go in and sterilize the inside of the tooth, clean it as thoroughly as possible, killing any residual bacteria, viruses, fungus, whatever kind of crummy stuff has been growing around and under that old mercury silver filling. We scrub it down with ozonated water, and then we saturate the tooth with ozone gas, just pure ozone, and let it sit there for about 30 to 45 seconds, really killing off any bugs at all. So here's where we are to this point. We've put the rubber dam on. We have put an oxygen mask on you as well as eye cover. We're using the high volume suction. We use a microscope and go around the perimeter of the filling, not grinding it out just by grinding it away. We flex it and the whole filling falls out. We then clean the tooth with the air abrasion. We then sterilize your tooth with ozone. Now your tooth is pristinely clean. It is free from any leftover mercury silver filling or mercury contamination on the walls of the tooth. Now we're going to start putting your tooth back together. And this is where we use the techniques that we use in what's called biomimetic or minimally invasive dentistry. And what we're going to do is seal your tooth with a really, really high quality bonding agent. We're going to put a layer of composite tooth colored filling material all over the inside of your tooth and polymerize that. And at this stage of the game, your tooth basically is ready for any restoration that you and your dentist have chosen to put on this tooth. If you're going to put a regular composite on it, a tooth colored filling, that's fine. Or if you are going to do an inlay or an onlay, it's ready to go for that. So that's the stepwise process that you need to think about. If you are contemplating having silver fillings removed, go to the website, ddsradio.com, play this program back, write down these 9 steps that I've just given to you, take them to your dentist and go, if you're planning on doing this, I would really like for you to follow these steps, please. And if they say, sure, this is what we normally do, this is great, then you are good to go. You're in the right place. Congratulations. If they go, well, no, we don't do this, or you don't need to do that, or we don't do this, or whatever, you're not in the right place, and go find somebody that knows how to do this the way it really should be done. It's important that you do this the right way. Otherwise, you're going to spend a lot of time and a lot of trouble and a lot of effort and actually wind up with worse results than when you walked in the door. So up next, I'm going to tell you about 4 research articles that basically have nothing to do with each other, except there is a critically important thread that runs through all of them. And guess what? Uncle Randy's going to tell you what that is right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at ddsradio.com. Did you know the crowns are not the normal? Did you know that dentists should be thinking prevention, not constant repair? Well, regretfully, that's not the dental industry norm.
This is crazy.
The Microscope Dentistry by Shoup's mission statement is to make sure their patients don't keep coming back for major restoration. Listen now and listen more to all of our shows online at ddsradio.com. Now, here's Dr. Randy Shoup. Yeah, I'm dentist.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Thank you very, very much. I have to tell you that one of the parts of doing this program that I really enjoy the most is the fact that I get to peruse, look at, analyze massive amounts of research data in order to think it through and bring it here and present it to you. And because of that, I accumulate over a period of time lots of bits and pieces of information, lots of bits and pieces of research that comes out from a variety of different sources, and none of these sources have any particular connection. I have a particular ability, and I will confess, I am the world's worst at remembering authors' names. I am hard-pressed to remember any author of a book. I can remember the book. I can tell you what page I read things on. I can remember the details of the book. I can remember the title of the book, but I don't remember author's name. So I'm good with titles, and I'm really, really good at remembering bits and pieces of facts that are inside a piece of information. And so over the time, I get these little pieces of information that get stuck in my head. And then I read a second article and go, well, wait a minute, there's something about this article that connects to this other article that so I go dig it out. And then about two more articles I read, and then I go, oh gosh, this connects to the other two. And this is one of those situations. I read these four research papers, and all of a sudden it clicked for me what is their connection. And I'm going to give you this because it's really, really important. Here are the four articles. Article number one. The title is Americans Are Retiring Later, Dying Sooner, and Sicker in Between. The U.S. retirement age is rising as the government pushes it higher and workers are staying in careers longer. All right. Americans in their late 50s already have more serious health problems than people at the same age did 10 to 15 years ago, according to the Journal of Health Affairs. So we are working longer. We are staying. We are retiring later. We are having higher levels of illness than we did 10 to 15 years ago, all right? At the current retirement age of 66, a quarter of Americans ages 58 to 60 rated themselves as poor in health. Can you imagine that? Okay? So we're all staying in the workforce, but we're all getting sicker as we get older. This generation that we have right now that is nearing retirement age is the first generation that we can remember whose health and life expectancy is worse than the previous, okay? We are going the wrong direction in terms of health and well-being. Second article, completely unrelated to that one. New findings hint at a clue to dementia. Inflammation in the middle ages of your life may increase the risk for brain shrinkage and dementia in old age. This comes out of the Journal of Neurology. These results suggest that inflammation in midlife may be an early contributor to the brain changes that are associated with Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. This comes out of the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Baltimore. So what we're seeing now is the research is telling us that dementia is starting to show itself early on in life, and they think that the greater the amount of inflammation you have in your system really pushes you towards the entire concept of having these plaques in your brain and dementia. That's article number two. Article number three, totally unrelated. Here's the title. Gut bacteria may change rapidly after a severe injury. So you get hurt, you get injured, okay? And why on earth would the bacteria in your gut change? Here's the research. After a severe traumatic injury, the composition of a patient's intestinal bacteria quickly changes, a phenomenon that could affect the patient's prognosis, new research says. Here's what they did. Stool samples taken at the time of admission were similar in these two different groups, healthy and in these two different groups. They divided up a group of patients. But within 24 hours, differences started to show. The investigators found by 72 hours, three types of bacteria were depleted in the traumatic injury group relative to the non-injury group. So this is from the Journal of Trauma Surgery and Acute Care Journal. So here's an article that says if you get hurt, if you get injured, if you get sick, you go into the hospital, they've got traumatic injury people and non-traumatic injury people, your gut bacteria dramatically changes within 72 hours of you having a really, really bad event. That's article number three. Number four, eat well and age well. Okay. This is from the a professor of nutrition and epidemiology at the University of Southampton. This is just outside of London. It was published in the Journal of Gerontology. Here's what it says. A healthy diet may translate into healthier old age. Scientists followed close to 1,000 men in England who were born in March 1946 and then followed them throughout their adulthood. Those who ate more fruits, vegetables, whole grain cereals, and fewer highly processed foods throughout their adulthood did better on three tests of physical function in their early 60s than those who ate a less healthy diet. This is what they say. Improving the quality of your diet can have a beneficial effect on your health, whatever your age. This is from the professor Robinson, who was the leader of this whole thing. So here's four entirely different research papers, but there's a common thread that runs through all of them. And the common thread that runs through all of them is you and I, unless we really pay attention to what we put in our bodies, you know, in terms of eating well and aging well, if we eat processed foods, if we eat highly saturated fat, if we don't eat enough fruits and vegetables, if we consume carbonated beverages, we push our bodies towards a significantly acidic. Our bodies become highly acidified. We become acidic. Diseases only really like to live in an acidic environment. If you eat fruits and vegetables, whole grains, stay away from meats and processed foods, you stay in a more alkaline state. If you become acidic, your inflammation levels increase. Therefore, clues to dementia are finding that people with inflammation in their middle ages may increase the risk for brain shrinkage, similar to the problems of dementia. So here's the thread that runs through all of this. You need to watch your diet and you need to keep your body in an alkaline state as opposed to an acidic state, because in an acidic state, you are going to push yourself toward inflammation. Inflammation is going to alter your likelihood of getting dementia. If you get pushed towards trauma or illness, when you get a trauma or an illness, it dramatically changes your gut bacteria, which means you're no longer going to metabolize food correctly. Your gut bacteria is a huge mediator in terms of your immune system. Okay. And it also is a huge mediator in terms of balancing your pH of your body. So if you push your body towards an acidic level, you get sick, and you get into the hospital, or you get in a traumatic, you know, you fall down or have trauma, it depletes the good bacteria out of your gut system, which gives you little chance to recover. Okay. And so if you are doing these things, you are going to be pushing yourself towards more illness, higher degrees of illness, more chronic illness, dementia, and all of these four articles have that single common thread that runs through them, is that your body has to be in an alkaline state. If you eat fruits and vegetables and multigrains, if you stay away from processed foods, never drink carbonated or sugary beverages again, like we talked about earlier, you have a much, much greater chance of living a long, healthy life. And it's just that simple, but it's not easy. I get it. Up next, you get to meet my good friend Suzanne. She has sampled almost every service we have to offer up at Microscope Dentistry by Shoup. She's going to tell you all about it right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at ddsradio.com. His his patients first can't believe the different approach your host takes from the first visit. And you know what? They continue to love him and his team through the 100th visit. That's what happens. Patients become long-term relationships with a focus on prevention of major procedures down the road, not repeat billables. This is the Dr. Shoup Show, online at ddsradio.com. Here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
Well, it's great to have you here. Thank you. And as you all know, this is truly my favorite part of the entire program. I get to meet and greet and introduce to you one of my good friends. And today is no exception. I've got Suzanne on the line. And Suzanne is famous because she came to the office and basically has sampled and tried almost every service that we have. Suzanne, how are you?
I'm fine. Well, I don't know if I'm famous, but I'm fine.
Well, you're famous for us. I mean, because when you came up and we got started, for example, we have a nutritionist that helps us out from time to time, and she is absolutely a wonderful and amazing woman, and you spent some time with her. And so tell the people, I mean, a lot of people will say, well, you know, I'm a nutritionist at a dental office. What's that all about? So how was your time spent with Margie?
Well, Margie's wonderful. She gave me all kinds of great ideas about how to be healthier and eat healthier. Just because I know the total health of your body also affects your teeth, and vice versa. So she was just helping me as I'm aging to...
Don't say that.
to remain healthy, to make sure I don't gain extra weight, and to have more energy, and just helps you be more positive, and just so you can go through life and hopefully keep getting better. So Margie's great. She's helped me a lot.
Yeah, Margie is just an amazing resource. And for folks that are listening, that may be, you know, like way out of their frame of reference on, well, why on earth would a dentist, I mean, there's nothing dental about it, but you just hit the nail on the head. The more, you know, that oral systemic health connection, the more, the better we can keep you healthier, the less actually you're going to need dental work. And it all couples in together. We're happy and tickled for you. Well, that's then you progressed on to looking at orthodontics.
Yes.
You are a crazy woman.
Yeah, just trying to fix everything before it goes bad, I guess.
Well, tell me about your, I mean, you alluded to the fact that maybe you're not 21 anymore, but you jumped in and decided, after we talked about things for a little bit, rather than do other sorts of reparative things, you said, well, why don't we just go back to the original source? Why don't we fix the really true, you know, the really true problem area, and that is my teeth aren't lined up right. And so as an adult woman, you went back in and had braces. How was that for you?
Well, wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it would be.
There you go.
yeah, basically, I just wanted to get my bite realigned and back to what is normal for me. I know I've had a lot of crowns and root canals, and I guess the crowns could kind of mess up your bite, make it a little slightly different, and I was getting some neck pain and stuff like that. So, yeah, you made me these cool things to put in over my teeth. And it's been realigning my bite. My neck feels better, so I'm just very happy with it. And my teeth look nicer. They're, I think, like perfectly straight now.
So. Well, that's our point. That's what you need to. That's what you need to go do. Yeah, you make a really important point. A lot of times, what we find is over time, people's teeth, and like in your particular case, teeth will move and migrate. And unfortunately, dentists sometimes will get kind of crown happy. And every time they do a crown, your bite's off a little bit. And cumulatively, that throws your bite off a lot. You were having neck pain and a constellation of hurts. And trying to think of what could be causing this, and come to find out it's simply all the TMJ related stuff. So I'm really excited, and thanks for telling me that your neck pain is getting less and less the straighter your teeth become. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And so last but not least, you were one of the wonderful folks in attendance at the premiere, the documentary film premiere. And so tell the people that weren't there, that are listening, how was the premiere?
Oh my gosh, the premiere was awesome. First of all, we saw all the wild animals that were right outside your little compound there, which was pretty amazing. But then we saw all the children that you guys helped. And the children are adorable, boys and girls, school-age children. And they loved the backpacks you gave them. And we saw when you guys were doing some of the work on their teeth. And they were, you know, just laying there while you would do all the work on their teeth. And they just looked so happy. And, I mean, it was really cool to actually see it on the big screen, what you all do and how you help people. What's your whole charity organization does. It was just, I'm so glad I saw that.
Well, I thank you very, very much for coming to see it. It really is an honor. I mean, we had a pretty full house in a, you know, in an entire movie theater, which I was just tickled to death about. But you had heard us tell the story about KIND and you knew that we'd done these mission trips and had gone over and worked on kids' teeth, and you'd heard us have conversations, you saw photos of the things that we had done. But how much different is it for you now in your understanding after having seen the movie, as opposed to, you know, before you went in there you had some knowledge and then you saw the movie? How did it change you?
Well, I could actually see what it looked like where these people lived, where they were from, and we saw their teeth, and we heard about some of the problems like the adults have with their having to get their teeth pulled because they're just, you know, rotten and very painful. And we learned how when you put the sealants on the little kids' teeth, I mean, that could set them for life for not having issues with their teeth. So, I mean, it was just amazing what a difference it could make in all those adorable kids' lives, that they could grow into adulthood and not have these painful, awful teeth that need to be pulled, because they, I guess that's the only time they really came to the dentist is if their teeth were so painful they had to get them, you know, pulled out. So it was really neat seeing it play out on the screen, what actually these people, you know, looked like, what their teeth looked like, and what you could do to help them.
Well, I'm really glad that you said that and think that way, because we really wanted to be able to come back and tell the story and transmit it, and we knew that we weren't probably doing this the whole deal justice by, you know, showing photos and just pictures and telling everybody. So I'm really glad. I thank you very much for telling us that the movie worked, that the video is helpful, helping you to see and understand what we do. So thank you very, very much. You know, you have been wonderful and most gracious to spend your time with us here. I really thank you very, very much. I know that the folks that are listening will really resonate with the things that you're saying. And so I really appreciate it. Suzanne, thank you very much for spending some time. I know the folks that are listening appreciate it too.
Well, thank you, Dr. Shoup, and thanks for all you do to try to bring better dental care to everybody, healthier dental care, and teaching us all how we can, you know, take care of our mouths better. So thank you for all you do. And all the girls in your office, they're awesome.
They are pretty cool, aren't they?
Yes. They're totally cool.
Yeah, they are way out there in the cool department. Well, Suzanne, thank you very, very much. I really appreciate it. And I'll see you next time at the office, kiddo. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you have it. I tell you what, it's kind of like getting knowledge out of a fire hose. It's a lot of information all at once. Don't worry about it. Go to the website at ddsradio.com. Replay the show. Sit there with your pencil and paper next to you. Write this stuff down. Take down all the information. That's what it's there for. We want it to be an archive, a place where you can go. You say, hey, I remember Uncle Randy said something about this. Let's go find it. That's what we want. Kind of like a library for the radio. That's what we want to do. And we are ramping up big time for next year's mission trip over to Kenya. We have just received a shipment this past week of backpacks with the monogram KIND on them. And we really, really thank all the donors who have allowed that to be happening. And so we are getting more goods and supplies. We need your help. So if you want to learn more or be a part of what we're doing, go to kinddentistry.org. All the information is right there for you. We would love to have you become a member. So until you and I chat next time, be sure to brush and floss.
Keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling, baby.